Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, there's a wild story out of Brazil.
Dude, it was one of the most terrifying things I've ever seen.
Over the weekend, where a hot air balloon caught fire and fell from the blue skies.
Yeah, which is why, again, don't go in hot air balloons.
Yeah, exactly. This is like hot air balloon worst nightmare.
Yeah, you just don't do it.
And so there's video of it. Somebody on the ground is shooting. It's not that far up.
Yeah, it was far enough.
Well, it certainly was far enough for somebody who jumped to jump to their death.
Mm-hmm.
Not to get morbid, but this is about to get morbid.
Yeah.
So you can see it. Somebody on the ground is filming, and it's, I don't want to estimate feet. It's way up there.
Well, I mean, it's well over 100 feet.
Yeah. It's way up there, but it's not like way. No. You know, like sometimes you see them way up there.
Let's go somewhere between 100 and 300 feet. How about that? Just as a broad range. It's taller than a super-ass tree to where if you jump, you ain't sticking the landing.
And the balloon appears to catch fire, or maybe it's just the basket that catches fire, but either way...
The actual balloon part of it looks like it catches fire because you can see it disintegrating.
Whatever catches fire first, what I'm saying is it eventually goes up the strings into the balloon.
Yep.
There's
no more balloon.
And yeah, it's just
like,
yeah.
Suk said, it incinerates. It takes all the air out of it almost immediately and just poof.
So now it's like, it almost looks like a rocket falling from the sky.
Yeah,
and then the basket falls off, flaming, it engulfed in flames, and the basket falls off and it falls to the ground. And then the video shows the remnants of the hot air balloon, the actual balloon, floating to the ground. Okay, so the amazing thing about this is there were 22, first of all, that's amazing in and of itself, there were 22 people in the basket.
Yep.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Why are there that many people?
I didn't know there were that many people.
I didn't think he could hold
fit.
That's what I'm saying.
I will say I'm a novice when it comes to hot air balloons because they're not getting in one. I would have thought, at most, hot air balloon, 6 people. 22?
Yeah.
Like, I've got a decent-sized hot tub at my place, and you could, like, it says in there 8 to 12. You're telling me the hot air balloon is double the size of a good-sized hot tub?
You got the party bus version? I don't know.
Like, what are we doing?
It's huge.
It's a pontoon boat in the sky, which, by the way, let me just point out. A hot air balloon consists of, like, a wicker basket, right? A giant-ass flammable balloon, an open flame. What could possibly go wrong? It's insane. What are we doing?
So 22 people were up there, and shockingly, and I mean shockingly, because if you saw this video, you need to see the video. This is your homework for today. You have to go look up the video. It's Brazilian hot air balloon caught fire and crash.
Yep.
22 people on board. Shockingly, 13 of them lived.
Yeah, I don't know how. But the worst part is a couple people jump.
Yeah. So you will see that, and that's where it gets really morbid on the video. And it's, you know, you don't see...
No,
you just know that there are people that...
You don't see people land. You see them jump, and then they go into the tree line.
They leapt. And I got to say, I can't blame them. Like, when you're up in that basket. Yeah. And dude, that fireball is big.
Yeah. People commonly think that burning alive is one of the worst ways to go.
Well, yeah, but you also know you're crashing.
Yep.
So that's why I asked the question, would you jump? Like, I see why the two people that jumped. Now, they were too high up and they both died.
Yeah.
What's stunning is that 13 people who didn't jump didn't die.
Yeah.
And I bet you if you went back and told the people who jumped that anyone was, what do you have a better chance of surviving, a jump or the fall in the fiery hot air balloon ball?
Right.
They're saying, I think I'm better off jumping because that's why they jumped. And they are so wrong.
Yeah.
But I can totally see why they did that.
I honestly don't know how, just from a reptilian brain, if you catch fire, like you literally, like that basket is engulfed in flames. And so realize that you're engulfed in flames. I don't know how you don't jump.
Now, if you're able to keep your wits about you,
yeah.
What probably allowed them to survive was as they are falling in the flaming ball of basket fire.
Yeah, you're slowing down. You're getting closer to the ground.
You get closer to the ground. Then you jump, right?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like if you have a clear, rational line of thought, yes, you.
You wait it out.
You get in the basket. You accept the flames until there's the point of no return, and then you try to Peter Pan your way out of it. But
that's like the classic stop, drop, and roll.
Yes.
Jump.
Oh my god.
And roll.
I
guess that's how the 13s. Because like I think
it has to be. You're
the
just
lesson
dumb luck.
Here is the lesson here not that, and this is true of plane crashes too. They say most people who die in plane crashes die after impact.
Yeah.
The lesson is, if you can make it to impact, you want to do that.
You've got a chance.
You've got a slight chance, but you've got a better chance.
You know what I got to do, and it's not going to be popular.
Shove people off.
I think I'm riding the Clydesdale down. I'm looking at Buckley, and I'm like, oh, we got to have some padding. I think I'm climbing on
Sir,
Buckley's.
That's called murder.
What? I'm climbing on Buckley's back,
what?
And I'm using Buckley what? As the land as
I
the land.
Your personal shield. Get out of here with that.
Yeah, what is that?
You got to find a human shield. You got to find something.
Well, you're the biggest guy. I'd jump on you.
Well, that's why. No offense, but I'm taking it first.
Yeah, I'm gonna do a little okey doke, flip around, and let you go first.
I'm throwing Buckley. I'm taking back control with a rear naked choke, and I'm riding Buckley's unconscious body.
This is just a Swayze Reeves fight in the sky, like Point Break style, and it's just we just keep wearing a death roll. Whoever's back lands first, they are the one that goes out.
That would be amazing.
I hate to say it, but that was, I just thought about like what if we were all in that balloon, what we would do, and my thought was like, well, I got no choice. I'm landing on Buckley. I'm like aiming for the bushes, and Buckley, you're the bushes.
You see me, and you're like, ooh, if I could just navigate myself over there.
See, I think your best bet here, Buckley, if he does that. And he's bear hugging you on the way down with your back to the ground,
mm-hmm.
and he's on top of
just
you.
Roll at the last minute?
Right at the last second.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We would be entwined in a death roll down to the surface.
Don't fight him. Pretend like
I'm giving up and conceding to him.
Yeah. He's going to win this.
Yeah.
And then just absolutely flip it on its head right at the end, and then bam.
What do you do with brute strength?
This is the thing, unfortunately, is I choke him unconscious. And that's why, but Buck,
God.
Think about it. It's peaceful. You go right to sleep.
Oh, it's peaceful?
Is that murder? Oh, it's peaceful?
It is.
As
that's
you're choking
murder.
Me out, I don't
no,
know if
it's
your penis
not.
Off while you do that.
It's peaceful. You
murdered him.
You go to sleep very quickly.
Gouge your eyes out while you're on the way down.
There's a slight buzz to your head. Then you go out. You won't know any different. And you'll die as a hero because once I emerge, I will tell everyone how you graciously gave yourself to save me. I was like, hey, we were both going down, and Buckley said, you know what?
Except I was ungratefully taken. I didn't graciously give myself.
Yes, but the story will be that you sacrificed.
Well, thanks for the legend.
Then the video shows you choking him out mid-flight.
And it's AI. You can't believe that. It's fake news. It's fake news.
Fake news.
That is such an awful... It's such an awful video to watch that thing go down.
It's rough.
And I just think all that at that point, right? Isn't it just dumb luck? Like that guy that survived on 11A, that the airplane guy.
That was nuts, too. I don't even think we talked about that. The India flight that went down and one dude survived?
No, we talked about
it. Oh, we did?
Yeah, you were probably out.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think you were Clydesdale.
Okay.
You know, I don't know. Nah. Can you even make split-second decisions that make any sense during that?
I mean,
I wouldn't rely on that.
I just don't, like, the people that were jumping from the World Trade Center, like, obviously, the people in the hot air balloon may think to themselves, this is my better chance. No one in that building thought, this is, you know, I'm saving myself. It's just a matter of, I guess I'm choosing to go out on my own terms.
Yeah, I mean, in most cases, it seemed like they were people who were trapped by fire, and they're like, I'd rather go this way than that.
Someone said, wouldn't it be great if there was a hot air balloon at the golf tournament tomorrow?
Free rides with Souk.
Come on up.
You can be my pillow.
Hey, at that point, right? Don't you got to start thinking about save? Like, you got to think about saving yourself, right? Every man for himself.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, I do think it does turn into your own survival.
Right.
Like, if that thing's going down and there are 20 people on it, no one's thinking about anyone else other than themselves,
right?
At that moment,
yeah.
What if you got a couple families up there? How are they? How are they?
Well, your kid, like your kids, are on there.
But
well, I think you shove your kids off.
I can't get out. Listen, if you're on an airplane, right? Or I guess the better one would be like the Titanic thing. Ooh. Like you're on the boat and it's going down, and you know that like the guy comes out and says, "There's not a name." Can we do the Captain Ed Powers? He comes out and tells the passengers, there's not enough lifeboats for everybody.
And you're doing the Billy Zane saying, I'm taking a Buckley lifeboat.
You're in the you're in the middle of the North Atlantic. You know you go in that water and you're done. Right? You are freezing your ass to death. And there's, I don't know, let's say there's 1,000 people on the ship and the lifeboats have 600 spots on them. What are you willing to do to get on that boat? I'm being honest, you can call me a terrible person. I think I'm doing a lot of stuff to get on one of those boats. Like, I
try and stop me kind of stuff?
I know it's awful, but like...
You're a bad person.
Am I? Because to me, it's not even necessary. Like, I am not making my kids an orphan. Now, I will say, as my kids are older, I think I'm less inclined to go all murder on this.
But you have put yourself ahead of other people.
Well, okay.
But you don't know what those other people have.
I don't.
And what they have going on. So you're being selfish.
But I know in my mind in that scenario, I have one mission, and that is to get home to my family.
But if you want to do it the way you're thinking about it, there needs to be an appropriate ranking of who deserves...
Like not getting in the way of someone else, getting in the way of their family.
And you know that, yes. And therefore bad people like you take advantage of that, and you use your brawn or your cunning
ways... I'm willing
to
do more than the next guy.
That's right.
But here's... I will say you could get me... If I had managed to get near one of the lifeboats, and there was like a family, like I saw a family with like little kids... I 100% would be like, no, you guys are going.
Okay, that's good. That's a start.
I could not shove a family out of the way. But if I get, this again, it's going to sound terrible, but at least I'm being honest. If I get to the lifeboat and there's one spot left and it's me and two other rando single guys, right? I just look at them. I hate to tell you, I'm getting on the boat. Like
What if it's an old?
I'm getting on the boat.
What if it's an old man?
What did I just say? I'm getting on the boat.
What are you doing? Shoving him in the water?
All I'm telling you is, I'm getting on the boat.
So you're killing Buckley in midair and you're shoving old men off of Titanic boats?
I'm getting on the boat.
Man,
I'm not shoving women. I'm not shoving children. But if it's me and another grown man, it better be Brock Lesnar.
It's a fight to the death.
Because here's my thing. If it's Brock Lesnar, guess who's getting on the boat? Brock Lesnar.
Not if he's a nice guy and thinks you should go back to your family.
Exactly. What if he says, oh, you have kids? Go ahead, sir.
No.
Because some people actually have, character.
You would do it too.
No, I wouldn't. I don't know what I would do.
You're just riding the North Atlantic to your death?
I don't know what I would do.
Yeah.
But I know it's not... that.
See,
what are you negotiating and bargaining? How are you doing?
I at least think I'm honest.
I can't. It's hard for me to think about that scenario and what I would do. I can't predict what I would
do. Yeah, because it's all. No one really knows.
Yeah.
And that's why you're screwed. Suk already has a plan.
Exactly.
I think I would go into fight or flight mode. And fight or flight mode, I know what that would entail.
Not a lot of flying for you.
No. It's, again, there's a couple spots on the boat, getting on the boat.
I hope you can swim, because I'm shoving your ass in the water.
And then we're wasting a perfectly good lifeboat spot.
All right, we have a follow-up for you from Friday's program.
Ooh.
Yeah,
because I missed Friday.
You
so,
did?
So I need a...
Wait, you weren't here?
I was not here.
Yeah, we have a follow-up. It's about money.
All right.
And we brought it up on Friday.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Remember that one?
Yeah, I do.
It's a hypo. So we'll get to that. We wanted to see what you thought about this. We'll do that next. Here's Bob.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.